ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಯಮುದುರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ಮೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಸಂಜೀವನಿ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಟುಡೇ ಅವರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಕಮಲ್ ಲೋಚನ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲೇಬಲ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಮರಾಠಿ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈ ಯುವರ್ ಥರ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಬಟರ್ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಾರಿ ಟು ಡಿಸಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಯು, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಐ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಡೂ ಮೈ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ, ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಟುಡೇ. ಟುಡೇಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 10. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಸೇಜಸ್. ಪ್ರಾಯೇಣ ಅಲ್ಪಾಯುಷಾ ಸಭ್ಯ ಕಲಾವಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಯುಗೇ ಜನಃ ಮಂದಾ ಸುಮಂದಮತಯೋ ಮಂದಭಾಗ್ಯಾಯುಪದ್ರುತಃ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಓ ಲರ್ನೆಡ್ ಒನ್, ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐರನ್ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿ ಕಲಿಯುಗ, ಮೆನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಲೈವ್ಸ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ವಾರಲ್ಸಮ್, ಲೇಜಿ, ಮಿಸ್ಗೈಡೆಡ್, ಅನ್ಲಕ್ಕಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಬೌವ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್. ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಆಂಕ್ಷಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಜನರಲ್ ಪಬ್ಲಿಕ್. ವೆನ್ ದ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೈಮಿಷಾರಣ್ಯ ಅನಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಫೇರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ, ದೇ ಫೋರ್ಸಾ ದಟ್ ಮೆನ್ ವುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಲೈವ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ದ ಡ್ಯೂರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಶಾರ್ಟೆಂಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ಸಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಫುಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇರ್ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಬಿಟ್ಸ್. ಬೈ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಬಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಫುಡ್, ಮೆನಿ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್. ಓವರ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್, ಓವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್, ಓವರ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಅನದರ್ಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆರ್ಟಿಫಿಷಿಯಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಯಾಪ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ವೈಟಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಡ್ಯೂರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಶಾರ್ಟೆಂಡ್. ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏಜ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಲೇಜಿ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲಿ ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. ದ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ, ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈ, ವಾಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಈಸ್. ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಟು ಎಂಡ್ ದ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇನ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೈ ವಿಚ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಹೀಸ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್, ಮೆನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಟು ನೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್, ದೇ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವಿಕ್ಟಿಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಸ್ಗೈಡೆಡ್ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏಜ್ ಮೆನ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಕ್ಟಿಮ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಪೊಲಿಟಿಕಲ್ ಕ್ರೀಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಟೀಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಫ್ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೋಟರಿ ಡೈವರ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಿನಿಮಾಸ್, ಸ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಗ್ಯಾಂಬ್ಲಿಂಗ್, ಕ್ಲಬ್ಸ್, ಮಂಡೇನ್ ಲೈಬ್ರರೀಸ್, ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್, ಸ್ಮೋಕಿಂಗ್, ಡ್ರಿಂಕಿಂಗ್, ಚೀಟಿಂಗ್, ಪಿಲ್ಫರಿಂಗ್, ಬೈಕರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಆನ್. Their minds are always disturbed, full of anxieties due to so many different engagements. In this age, many unscrupulous men manufacture their own religious faiths which are not based on any revealed scriptures. And the very often people who are addicted to sense gratification are attracted by such institutions. Consequently, in the name of religion, so many sinful acts are being carried on that the people in general have neither peace of mind nor health of body. The student communities are no longer being maintained. Householders do not observe the rules and regulations of grihastha ashram. Consequently, the so-called vanaprastha sannyasis who come out of such grihastha ashramas are easily deviated from the rigid path. In the Kali Yuga, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. Men are no longer interested in spiritual values. Material sense gratification is now the standard of civilization. For the maintenance of such material civilizations, man has formed complex nations and communities. And there is a constant strain of hot and cold wars between these different groups. It has become very difficult, therefore, to raise the spiritual standards due to the present distorted values of human society. The sages of Naimisharanya are anxious to disentangle all fallen souls. And here they are seeking the remedy from Suta Goswami. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. About 2 weeks back, there was the appearance day celebration of Sri Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. And yesterday was the appearance day or birthday celebration of Srivas Pandit, the incarnation of Narad Muni. So it was explained that in Bengal, in Gauda Desh, Gaur Purnima celebrations start from Advaita Acharya appearance day and end with Srivas Thakur's appearance day. So I thought we are still in the season of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday celebrations. So we'll discuss about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and his personality and his activities. A small story I would like to tell you to begin with. The background of Sri Krishna's appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, which happens in Dwapar Yuga. So Sri Krishna was performing Rasa Leela with gopis, and you know, all the gopis became proud that Sri Krishna is only with them. He expanded into millions and trillions of forms, and he accompanied each gopi and he danced with them. But every gopi thought that he is only with her and nobody else. He has left millions of gopis and come only with me to dance. And everybody became slowly proud that I am very special. My love is very special. My personality is very special. So as soon as the pride propped up in the hearts of the pure devotees, gopis, Sri Krishna disappeared from their sight. Because pride is something which Krishna never likes in anyone, especially in his devotees. He doesn't want them to be contaminated with the element of pride, which really contaminates the heart of devotee. And he said that pride, as soon as it comes, it separates us from the Lord till it is existing there. So Krishna disappeared, and then everybody became very morose, and they started discussing with one another that he was only with me, you know, he was only with me. So the other gopi said, yes, he was only with me. In the short time, they came to know he was with everybody. And then they came to know that we made a big mistake. We thought we are so special. And because of our pride, we have lost the association of Sri Krishna. In the meantime, Sri Krishna left. And he also was not happy, because he also wouldn't have loved to give up the company of his beloved gopis. So he was also sad. He sat under one tree in the forest after leaving them, which is also at the bank of Jamuna. Even the Rasa dance area also at the bank of Jamuna, and he came away from that place to another place in bank of Jamuna, which is called Imli Tala. And there he sat in meditation in sorrow that I am missing my gopis and especially Srimati Radha Rani. And when he was sitting in meditation thinking about the love of Radha for him, he assumed the color of Radharani, which is golden yellow, effulgent like millions of suns, emanating rays all over. So he is of the color of the cloud which is about to pour rains, Ghanashyam, but it turned into golden yellow color. And in that situation, in Marathi we say Krishnamay, he became Radhamay. Although he is Krishna, but he became Radhamay in the thoughts of Radharani. And he experienced a inexplainable, indescribable joy in that meditation on Radharani's love for him. And soon the gopis were sad and they were singing songs of separation. There is beautiful description in Bhagavatam that we are reading, that how gopis were crying and searching and calling for trees and creepers and flowers and fruits and the land and the Jamuna. They were simply requesting, have you seen our beautiful Krishna, which direction he has gone? They were like totally engrossed in separation. And they happened to come to the same place where Krishna was sitting under a tree. But they were amazed. They thought, who is this man? He has a peacock feather, he has a yellow pitambar dhoti, and he has everything as Krishna, but his color is not like Krishna. It's totally different skin. So wondering, and then they were discussing who this man could be. So then Radharani dared and went ahead and touched Krishna's body. As soon as she touched Krishna's body, Krishna came back to his external consciousness. And gradually his golden color faded and his original color came up. And he opened his eyes. So Radharani questioned him that what is this miracle? What is the meaning of this darshan? We have not seen you in this kind of color and mood. You are so absorbed. You look to be so engrossed in something very beautiful and esoteric. Could you please tell us the secret? So he said, in separation from you, we were thinking about you. Krishna said, I was thinking about you, Radharani, and the love that you have for me, which always amazes me, that you love me and I enjoy because you love me. But when I see that you serve me with love, you seem to enjoy more than me. And I keep wondering, what is it that thing in me which attracts you so much? And what is that love that you have with which when you serve me, you enjoy much, much, much more than me? So I have decided after this experience of today that I will come in the next yuga in this form and I will accept your bhava, your mood, your sentiment of love and devotion and service. And I will go around the world dancing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, experiencing the love that you have for me in your bhava and distributing that love to everybody in the world without discrimination. So she got a little worried when she heard this. She said, if you adopt my mood of service and love, you will become mad totally. You will lose control of yourself. You will fall off from tree branches. You will fall off on the ground. You fall off in water. And I am worried that you will hurt yourself. So I want to promise you that I will cover you with my complexion, which is golden yellow. So that my complexion, my covering will be on you. And when you will fall off in stones, pebbles and water and everywhere, you will not get hurt. This is another sentiment, the proof of her sentiment of love for Krishna, how much she cares. Even one yuga afterwards, he is going to come and do some things, accepting her bhava. So she is already covering up with her complexion of love. So this is the background. And other many places also, it is explained how Krishna decided to actually come down in Kali Yuga as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the greatest mercy upon all of us, the people of Kali Yuga, is having Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance or birth in this world in the same Kali Yuga as which we are born in. You will be amazed to know that Brahmaji has a lifetime of trillions of years. which one unit is there to understand. One unit is called Kalpa. And one Kalpa is made of four Yugas. Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. And one Kalpa together is equal to 43,20,000 years. And such thousand Kalpas, when occur, in the thousandth one, Sri Krishna comes in Dwapar Yuga. So 999 Kalpas are over. I mean the thousandth one is going on. Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. When Dwapar Yuga is ending the last 25 years, Sri Krishna comes. So Sri Krishna does not appear in every Dwapar Yuga of every Kalpa. He only comes in the thousandth one. And when Sri Krishna comes in Dwapar Yuga, the Kali Yuga next to that, in that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And 1,000 Kalpas is equal to 12 hours of Brahma, the daytime of Brahma. And such is night time of Brahma also. And such is called as one day of Brahma. And such 30 days is equal to 1 month of Brahma. And such 12 months is 1 year of Brahma. And Brahma lives such 100 years. So it is said that once in the daytime of Brahma, Sri Krishna appears. And once in daytime of Brahma, in the next Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So it is explained that the demigods who are living in variety of heavenly planets, in some heavenly planets there are lifetimes of lakhs of years. Brahma himself lives, I explained to you, you have to go home and calculate. 43,20,000 years into 2, into 30, into 12 and into 100. This becomes 311 billion years. This is the life of Brahma. But he is the topmost of personality. His life is longest and then goes down. Then you have billions of years, then you have lakhs of crores of years, then you have lakhs of years and finally it comes from the lower. Even that is thousands of years. Then there are people who in Satya Yuga who live 100,000 years. That's their lifetime. At the beginning of Satya Yuga. At the end of Satya Yuga, then it decreases as time progresses. Then in Dwapar Yuga, in Trita Yuga, people live 10,000 years when Lord Ramchandra appears. So lifetime begins with 10,000 years and it goes on decreasing to 1,000 years, which is the beginning lifetime of Dwapar Yuga. 1,000 years. So when Bhishma Dev and Sri Krishna and everybody appeared in Dwapar Yuga, they began with 1,000 year lifespan. That went on decreasing. And when Sri Krishna came, Bhishma Dev died at the 180 years of age. Arjuna was 72 years of age when he was fighting the battle of Kurukshetra. But they were considered to be young people. He was not old, bearded, you know, with some teeth gone, some teeth remaining, and he was trying to hold the bow, shaking hands. And no, he was a very young, chivalrous, fully blown youth personality. But still, lifetime had quite reduced from 1,000 years to some 200-300 years. And Bhishma Deva was considered old in 180 years of age. And then came Kali Yuga, where it began from 100 years. And now today, if somebody lives 100 years, what happens? It comes in news. 101 years and with photographs with a blind lady with hardly any hair on the head and hardly any teeth in the mouth, and she doesn't know what's happening in her life, and her photo appears in the newspaper, you know. What I am telling you all this thing is, it's mentioned over here. Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya. In Kali Yuga, lifespan is very less. Not because of insufficient food, but because of so much of variety of lifestyle discrepancies. In our hospital, we have in spiritual care assessment called lifestyle assessment. The first thing that we do with patient when they are little bit comfortably okay, we fill up lifestyle form. And what do we find? Amazingly, that people are sleeping at 4 a.m. in the morning. People are getting up at 11:30 in the afternoon, in the late morning, taking their breakfast at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, taking their lunch at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and taking their dinner at 2 a.m. in the morning. And keep WhatsApp and everything till 3:30 and 4 o'clock they go to sleep. This is lifestyle problem. And then they eat, drink and smoke and go to cinemas and do illicit sex and they eat meat. So many things they do. So because of this discrepancy, very serious discrepancies in life about eating habits and the way we eat, the way people eat junk food, The lifespan is decreasing very fast. The people are getting grey hair at 20 years of age. Not because of some anomaly of congenital anomaly, but due to their lifestyle. My mother is 85, still her 70% hair is black and very long. Because of the lifestyle, the kind of food they used to eat, kind of hard work they would do, kind of sincerity and sattvic nature they had in life. But one thing is amazing about this Kali Yuga. There are so many faults, so many discrepancies. For example, Prabhupada in his purport kept on mentioning overeating, over sense gratification, over trying to enjoy our senses, indriya bhog, and over dependence in the worldly attachments, artificial standards of life, then smoking, then drinking, and then reading nonsense literature, bad company of people. So many things are there. Prabhupada could have gone on and on, gambling, cinemas, watching television and doing some nonsense triangular affairs, serials going on, contaminating your mind, body, intelligence, everything, and life also. So life is very so-called very degraded. You cannot live very safely. You can't let your girl go out in the house after 7 p.m. and be happy at home. You are always worried what's happening. It's very risky to travel. Nobody can, you look here and there, your things are lost, they are stolen from you. It's very risky. You have to protect yourself in a very unsafe, insecure conditions. This is the fact of life. You may say, I'm happy, I'm very happy. But everyone knows what are the insecurities, what are the tensions that you have. Then the relationship issues in the house, nobody can get along with each other. Love at first sight and divorce at first fight. Immediately. There's no reason. If I like you, I'm with you. If I don't like you, the first moment I don't like you, I quit you. Use and throw technology. Everywhere. You like, don't like mobile, throw away. Next one comes. Don't like the instrument, throw away. They don't even repair those things. The same mentality which you use with the gadgets that you have, it gets transformed to people. And then people also you think, use and throw. Oh, this stuff I don't like, chuck him out. New stuff. This wife don't like, divorce. Don't like your son, ask him to stay separately. You move out. You don't like your parents, send them to old age homes. So, overall, from the attitude, from the consciousness, from the lifestyle point of view, from the habit point of view, from so many varieties of intellectual point of view, mental point of view, emotional point of view, psychiatric point of view, psychological point of view, everything is so insecure and getting degraded day by day. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already is ready there. Now I will come down in Kali Yuga. In Bhagavatam there is one verse. It says, Kalir doshe nidir rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. He says in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, O king, in Kali Yuga there is ocean of faults. Whichever direction you see the ocean from, you only see faults and faults and faults. And that too unlimited. Incalculable, which will we like to cure, we don't know. But in all this ocean of faults of Kali Yuga, there is asti eko mahan guna, there is one great glorious quality of this age. All the ages are having some good qualities. Satya Yuga has 100% good qualities. By the time Treta starts, 25% good qualities are lost. And we begin with 75 in beginning of Treta Yuga. Then the qualities go on degrading, and then we begin with 50% good qualities in beginning of Dwapara Yuga. And then Dwapara Yuga continues, and then you find only 25% of good qualities are remaining. And we begin with 25% of good qualities at the beginning of Kali Yuga. And now very fast they are degrading. In Satya Yuga, the demons and the devotees were living on different planets. But in Treta Yuga, they live in same planet but different countries. That means Ram and Ravan. Ram was in Ayodhya and Ravan was in Sri Lanka. Different countries in same planet. The next Yuga came, Dwapar. The demons and devotees were in the same family. Kauravas and Pandavas, they were in the same family. They were cousin brothers. So any guess in Kali Yuga, what is happening? In the same heart, the demon and the devotee.
like a good dog and a bad dog, you know. When you feed the bad dog, then the bad dog becomes very strong and start barking. And when the good feed good dog, and the good dog becomes developed. But unfortunately, both are in the same heart. The Ravana and the Kamsa are there also. And the God is also there next to him. And whoever we look at and nourish, that consciousness will grow. So all the demigods also know this, that Kali Yuga is so degraded. And so many sages of all the yugas, Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, they also know the quality of Kali Yuga, how degraded Kali Yuga is. But still, amazingly, all the sages of all the yugas and all the sages and demigods of the heavenly planets, including Saptarishis and all the principal demigods, what they do? They worship Kali Yuga. Isn't it contradictory? That you have, at the one point, you have so many difficulties and faults and so many problems are there. And you see that the sages who really are devoted, they seek for good association and good environment and good situation to perform their bhajan and bhakti. They generally wouldn't like to go to Kali Yuga. Who would go to Kali Yuga? In Kali Yuga, no demigods come to earth. In previous yugas, when you use fire sacrifice, demigods come down and accept their share and they go back. But they have one resolution. Kali Yuga, no descent on earth. No darshan also to anybody. Otherwise, the king, Yudhishthira, and everybody, they would speak to demigods. When they would come, they would feed them, give them dakshina, oblations, and give them their share of fire sacrifices, and then they would depart on their own vehicles. That was the fortune of people of other three yugas. But Kali Yuga, you don't see any demigod. You only see their temples and you feel that, oh, they are there, but they never give you darshan. Still, people worship Kali Yuga because they think that the one thing that is good in Kali Yuga is surpassing the glories of all the yugas. That is the holy name of the Lord. Because as the yuga degrades from Satya to Treta to Dwapar and then to Kali, the method of realizing the Lord, the yuga dharma, also becomes simplified and simplified and simplified. And further, more simplified to only the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And simply by accepting that process, one can achieve highest destination that he cannot achieve by doing dhyana in Satya Yuga, by doing yajna in Treta Yuga, and by doing temple worships in Dwapara Yuga. What they cannot achieve with the fullest power and dedication, they will achieve simply by chanting the holy name in Kali Yuga. That is why they worship Kali Yuga. One can worship, meditate on the Lord for thousands of years. Like Vishwamitra Muni meditated for 60,000 years. We cannot even imagine what kind of life that is, in which a major portion is 60,000 years. And life is so big. He must be a baby also sometime. He must be grown up also. He must have gone to school also sometime. And then he must have become king also. Then he ruled for so many years as a king. Then he renounced to become Brahma Rishi, as like Vasishtha Muni. And then he went for 60,000 years. That means life must be maybe 1.5 lakhs, I think. So in that 60,000 years of such dedication, renunciation, giving up everything, concentration in forest, only he heard the ankle bell of Menaka, the sound of ankle bell. And that was not full-fledged dance. That was the beginning music. starting only he opened his eyes and he fell down. And then there are so many examples. So there is no guarantee, even after doing so many things, success will be achieved. But the sadhus know very well. The same people, if they appear in Kali Yuga and in the shelter of the holy name, in 60, 70, 80, 90 years of life, including childhood, including all preparatory phases of life and work and everything else, if one takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord, one can easily attain the kingdom of God without fail. There's a step between attaining kingdom of God is moksha, relief from the repeated cycles of birth and death. Then one gets freed from that. Now I'm no more bound with the repeated cycles of birth and death and karma. Now what to do? Then the soul starts actually performing bhajan, and then the soul becomes eligible to go to Vaikuntha or the kingdom of God, Golok, Vrindavan, or whichever destiny he has to go. But in Kali Yuga, when you do the process of chanting of the holy name, instantly you get relieved of the karmic reactions, you achieve moksha and also love of Godhead and bhakti, which will take you to kingdom of Godhead without fail. That means it's all simplified. You don't have to work separately for moksha and separately for bhajan and separately for Vaikuntha and separately for Golok Vrindavan and separately for bhakti and devotion and love. It's all in one together. Looking at the situation which is pathetic of the aspirant, the whole process is simplified and also benefit is simplified to encourage people. That is why the demigods of heavenly planets and the sages of all the other yugas are hankering to take birth in Kali Yuga. This is an amazing thing. It's like, you know, standing in line to enter a gutter. Who will go and stand in line there? You like to go see a garden and beautifully take, like to stand in the queue there to take entry and passes. But still they are doing that because they know all demigods are standing in line to take birth in the family of Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna in Kali Yuga. Because they know after enjoying thousands and lakhs of years of life in heavenly planets, enjoying sense gratification, there is nothing there. Shane punye martaloke vishanti. After enjoying your good karmas, they get over, they don't get increased. There is no interest over there on karma. Whatever karma you take there, you enjoy, and with each enjoyment, your good karma is getting over. And one day, shane punye, your punya become kshina, that means exhausted. And martaloke vishanti, again you have to come back and take birth in the material world. So what is the point of going to heavenly planets? Plus, when you go to heavenly planets and you enjoy, you get addicted to the enjoyment over there. And then your account is over, then you no more can enjoy the enjoyments of that yuga. And you come down to material world, it becomes very difficult for you to sustain here. For example, if you have a 4-bedroom hall house, fully furnished with all modern amenities, and you go into big losses and you have to sell your house and come to 1-room kitchen in Shantinagar, then it's very difficult for you to bear living in that house. You might have lived your whole childhood in that 1-room kitchen in Shantinagar as a school student. But now after going and living in 5 years into 4-bedroom hall, fully furnished with amenities, it becomes very suffocating for you to live in 1-room kitchen. Similar example, similar experience is there for those who go around the demigod life and they come down to material world in Kali Yuga. They have very great suffocating situation. So the demigods come to understanding there is no use of enjoying in heavenly planets because it's all going to end in the course of time. So better go to Kali Yuga, take birth, accept a simple life, maybe full of faults, but accept the holy name of the Lord as a matter of life and death, as a process of life, surrender ourselves and easily attain the highest destination. No moksha, no indriya bhoga, no enjoyment, nothing. Simply going straight to the Golok Vrindavan, the kingdom of God. And now the scene is, the Lord has already decided to come down. In the previous yuga, I want to come down. And what is he doing? When he is coming, before that Advaita Acharya came, the Mahavishnu, who is the expansion of Sri Krishna, came down to Shantipur. First he came to another village, Sri Hatta, then he came to Shantipur. And what he saw, he tried to tell people to chant the holy name, knowing that this is Yuga Dharma. But the Brahminical class of people simply would never chant the name of the Lord all throughout their year, except on the eclipse day. And they would not chant any mantras, not read any scriptures. They were indulging into bad activities. And on the top of all these things, they would waste their time and energy in getting dolls married. Your female doll and my male doll. And they will get them married at the big festival. Sometimes they will make your cat and my male cat, they will get them married. And she dog and he dog, they will get them married and celebrate and enjoy and drink and meet Mary, eat meat, everything. Such was degraded condition of Brahminical class of people. I am talking about 600 years before from now. At least now we don't see people getting dogs married. But time was so bad. They would ridicule people who would do something devotional. Brahminical class. And there were upsurge of all religion coming up. And Advaita Acharya tried and tried and tried his best with his friend Haridas Thakur who was incarnation of Brahma. Brahma came down to participate into this divine movement of Lord Chaitanya as Haridas Thakur. And he chanted and he preached the holy name, but hardly anybody took it. Then Advaita Acharya read in scriptures that if you worship Shaligram Shila with Gangajal, Chandan and Tulsi, and you desire something, your desire will be fulfilled. And then he dropped everything. He said, now there is no use of preaching. I will sit down and pray. Worshipping Shaligram with Tulsi and Gangajal and Chandan, I will pray earnestly, ardently, call out the names of the Supreme Lord and beg Him, now please, You come down. I cannot do anything more. My energies are exhausted. No results are coming. Unless You come down, the people of Kali Yuga will not be delivered. And soon enough, on the moon lunar eclipse, in year 1486, in Gaudadesh, at the bank of Ganga, Sri Krishna appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as the son of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, in Navadvip Mayapur, Antardvipa, the bank of Ganga. Yeah? And when there was lunar eclipse on that day, everybody was in the river of Ganga. That much they knew, that if there is eclipse, there is lot of inauspiciousness around, and then we can be afflicted by that, and we have to go in the river Ganga or Jamuna, whatever holy rivers, and submerge ourselves and chant the names of Govinda. So everybody was underwater at that time when the eclipse was going on. And looking at that, the Yavanas, the Muslims, who were the meat eaters and other activities they would do, they were teasing the Hindus. And amongst the Hindus, there were believers, non-believers, there were dhongis, there were hypocrites, everybody was there. Brahmins who were not following anything, they also were there. And looking at them, the Yavanas were ridiculing them and sarcastically also calling names of Govinda. Like, you are chanting with devotion and I am teasing you by chanting with a slang. So everybody was immersed in chanting lovingly, falsely, in fear or in teasing. And at that time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu took birth. At the very opportune moment of moonrise, He appeared. Very clearly proclaiming the goal and the activity that He is going to do. At the very time of His birth only, He engaged everybody in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Everybody was immersed. Whole township of Navadvip were resounding by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very, very unique personality. The first and foremost nature of this personality, He is Supreme Lord Himself, Sri Krishna. But He has come down not as a Lord. For all of us, you know, we are having some position of maybe manager, officer, or director, or a CEO, maybe somebody may be chief minister, somebody may be prime minister, somebody may be some other position. They may be having a great businessman, richest man on the earth. And somebody is asked to step down from their position. Even one level, you know how painful it is. Promotions are always welcome. But you get one demotion, one step down, if somebody tells you, okay, now you are not useful for this position, you now become manager from the position of director. You will leave the job and go home and find another job, but you cannot accept demotion. But here is Supreme Lord, who is Akhil Brahmand Nayak, Gaulokeshwar, Anant Brahmand Nayak, who controls everything, creates everything, destroys everything. Everything, every blade of grass moves by His desire. He has multifarious energies, who controls all the Ananta Koti Brahmand, He controls. That personality gives up His position of being Lord and comes down as simple devotee of His own. And whenever, wherever people would call Him, oh Lord, He would say, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Why are you calling me Lord? I am the servant of the Vishnu only. So number one thing is, He has given up His position of God. In all the other incarnations, in other yugas, He has come as Lord only. He has not come in disguise. He has come as Lord only. Although He came half man, half lion, Narsingadev, but He came as Lord only. He didn't come as anything less than the Lord. And He exhibited full His prowess and powers and did the needful. Whenever required, He killed people. Whenever required, He, whatever He wanted, He did. And all the powers He used and exhibited. But in this incarnation, He has given up His position of the Lord. Number two, in His abode, those trillions and trillions and trillions upon trillions devotees who are living there, all pure devotees who have no material desires, they simply love the Lord unconditionally, uninterruptedly, live with Him in loving relationships. And what is the essence of His kingdom? It's only love. Nothing else we can describe the kingdom of God with except love. Okay? And that love He imported with Him and He brought it down to Kali Yuga. Gaulokera Premadhana, the wealth of love of Golok Vrindavan, He brought it down in the form of Harinama Sankirtan. He encapsulated that love, the essence of all that love of Golok Vrindavan, in the 16 word Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And He wanted to distribute it to everybody and everyone. In Ras Leela, who were the participants? Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, coward boys? No. Only gopis. Even the most beloved people lived with Him at the time of Dwapar Yuga in the earth, on earth. But even amongst a cross section didn't appear in Ras Leela. Only a section of gopis appeared in Ras Leela. That means the highest pleasure that the Supreme Lord can ever share with all of us living entities is Ras Leela actually. The expression of love. And that was shared with only chosen people. Even not even with mother and father also. They were not able to taste the beauty and the nectar of Ras Leela. That same pleasure Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed to each and everyone. Patre apatre na dekhila, na dekhila sthane asthan. Without even discriminating from what caste you are from, are you educated or not, are you eligible or not, are you devotee or not, are you born in good family or not. Without consideration of any qualifications, it was distributed to each and everybody by Lord. And second thing, to distribute such a wonderful gift, He didn't say, oh Brahmaji, please come. This is my most precious parcel. Go and deliver yourself in the Kali Yuga. No, He left Himself. It's like, you know, when we have marriage in the house or some function in the house, we invite so many people. But to some people, we go home personally, touch their feet and give the card. And others we send emails and phones and SMS and some friends go and give, some brothers go and give. But to some people, when we consider it is very important to invite, we go and personally invite them. So like that, when the work is the most important work, we do it ourselves. Rest everything we distribute. So instead of sending His representative, a demigod or somebody, He has come down Himself. That means we have to understand logically, using our intelligence, that must be whatever He is bringing is very precious. Otherwise He would have just given somebody else. If you have a very important book or document, you dare not send it by courier, because you know courier may lose it. You will give it hand delivery. And then you will call the person. At this time He is going to come. Don't waste much time after He coming, but He also may forget. So whenever He comes, immediately you pick it up. We take all the precautions so that the important document or a book should be delivered safely, and you confirm. As soon as you receive it, please inform me. I would like to know. You cover it from all the sides and you make sure that yes, you are received. Thank you very much. So here the Lord has personally come down to give without discriminating with anybody. That is the beauty of Kali Yuga. At the same time, what is He giving us? He says you don't have to be educated. In other ages, you have to read scriptures and become pandita and become renounced and virakta. Or you have to have a lot of pious activities and karmas to be eligible for any mercy. Or you have to take birth very high family of Brahminical heritage. And there are so many so forth qualities are there. You must be great in tapasya. You must have visited holy places. You must have given donations and charity in so many lives of previous lifetimes. Dhan, punya, tirtha, yatra, karma, kanda, tapasya, gyan. So many things are there to be able to understand who Lord is. But the Lord has not considered any of these qualifications. What He has considered, or what He is expecting in this age of Kali? You just have faith. With little cost and mulya of faith, I will give you the holy name. And I will distribute you the love that you are hankering for, you need and you deserve. Story of Jagai Madhai, you know, the same Ravan Kumbhakarna, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they came 3 times and they were killed by the Lord. Same people came down again in Kali Yuga as Jagai and Madai. They were Jagadananda and Madhavananda. But they became so sinful that they were called as Jagai and Madai. And they were so sinful that they would not even... All of us, whole lifetime, together, at the best capacity of ours, cannot commit so many activities in full lifetimes. They would consider in one day, perform the sinful activities in one day. Such personalities were embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the desire of Nityananda Prabhu, Balramji's avatar. The same two personalities, when they were embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instantly they were relieved of all their records of karma, and at the same instant they were crying with tears of love coming out of the eyes from their own, which is hardly impossible. Yamaraj was exhausted with all his staff. His all records were full. So he was digging holes in Yamloka to keep the records of the sins of these people, Jagai and Madai. And that was so difficult to keep records, what to speak of giving punishment to each bad karma that they were performing. One task is to keep the record. The second thing is to give danda to every sinful activity. So Yamaraj was exhausted. His people were tired, working overtime. They were about to resign. They said, we can't work anymore. There are so many more people in the Kali Yuga whose record is to be kept. And these two guys are completely exhausting our time and we are not able to think how we will survive and perform our duty under your guidance. And suddenly they heard the news that Jagai Madai were embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave all their sins. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them love of Godhead, implanted the love ready-made in their heart, and they are now crying tears. They are rolling in the ground with tears in eyes for love for Krishna, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So Yamaraj couldn't believe. He said, I cannot believe this. And then he heard that Brahma and Indra and Varuna and Chandra and everybody is going in their vehicles down to earth to witness the transformation that took place in the hearts of Jagai and Madai. So Brahma was going on the swan, Indra was going on his vehicle, and Kartikeya on his peacock, and Ganpati on his rat, and so many demigods were flying, and Yamaraj also took his, what is that, male buffalo, Reda. He took his Reda and started traveling towards earth, and poor fellow, his vehicle fainted, you know, he's because of foaming at the mouth, so fast he was driving him, so he fainted, so he had to drop that male buffalo. And by the time Brahma was coming with his Hamsa, Raj Hamsa, he said, come, I'll give you lift. So Yamaraj was lifted by Brahma. And naturally, when you're going to some interesting event, very scintillating event, then you'll discuss about it, what's happening. So Brahma is the king of the whole demigods. So he was inquired. He inquired with Brahma, yes, Brahma, are you agreeing with the what I'm hearing? Is it true that this has happened? That Jagai Madai are now chanting and dancing with love and devotion and the field of all the sins. I can't believe this. Brahma started describing to them what happened, how it happened. It's a long story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Brahma started describing, hearing the mercy shown to Jagai and Madai, Yamaraj fainted on the vehicle, Rajahamsa. So by the time the earth came, the last station came. So he woke him up. Yamaraj, aagaya abhi station aagaya. Utho abhi. So he woke up. Little height from the earth, where the scene was visible, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and Jagai and Madai and all the devotees were dancing, and especially Jagai and Madai were dancing like mad in love. And Yamaraj could see with his own eyes, and then he could believe, such mercy, I have not heard of such mercy. I cannot believe, I cannot even comprehend, anticipate, comprehend. Such mercy has been available in Kali Yuga. But there was only one condition which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put on them. Before embracing and before taking all the sins away from the life of Jagai and Madai, one condition he said, please do not commit any more sinful activities. Promise me, aap dubara paap nahi karoge. They accepted and immediately Mahaprabhu embraced them. Then what happened? Mahaprabhu's golden body, as I already explained to you, Radharani has given her complexion. His body is golden effulgent color, like millions of suns shining, that became completely dark and black. Because he accepted all the sins. Srila Prabhupada explains, when one gets diksha, one is accepted by a guru as a disciple, he takes all the karmas of a disciple and he has to deal with the karmas. It's like a man is running with 200 kilos weight on his body and he is told to run to one other destination. If you want to make him reach faster, then what you will say? Okay, I will lift your luggage and relieve you of the luggage and then you can run faster. Right? As long as luggage is there on your head, you have to maybe toddle and struggle. But somebody comes and lifts the luggage and then you run faster. That's kind of explanation given for Diksha. What happens on Diksha? You are struggling to progress in the path of devotion. At the time of Diksha, your sins are uplifted and then you can run towards your destination. And then the luggage is dealt with by Gurudev. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely black, accepted all the karmas, sinful activities of Jagai and Madai. Then what happened? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, start Kirtan. And the devotee started doing Kirtan of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And as the Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kirtan started roaring up, built up the tempo and crescendo, all the black color just kept on, went on, fading. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained his golden effulgent form. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all the sins have gone in the space now, avkash. And whoever will offend my devotees in the future, they will be contaminated by those sinful activities. The sins that are lying in the space will enter in their hearts and contaminate their life. That is why we have to be very careful of offending devotees. So there is two yuga dharmas of Kali Yuga. One yuga dharma is to chant the holy name of the Lord with love and devotion, with no desire in the mind. Nirpeksh, niricha. And second is to serve the devotees of the Lord. Vaishnav Seva. Naam Seva and Vaishnav Seva. Chant the holy name of the Lord and serve the devotees. If we do two things, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, over and over again and again, they have repeated these statements in various verses of scriptures. That if you do simply these two things, chant the holy name of the Lord with great sincere heart, with sinless life, and serve the sincere devotees of the Lord, then you don't have to worry anything about your karma, about your bad tendencies, bad qualities, and bad whatever you feel is going to bother you. You don't have to worry because everything of that will be dealt with by the Lord Himself. Aap chinta nahi karo. All that thing that you are worried about, I will take care. Yoga kshemam vahamyam. You simply do these two things with great devotion in the heart. I will take care of what you need and I will preserve what you have. Whatever you think you need, I know better than you, I will provide you. And whatever you think you have, I will preserve it and see that you go back to Godhead in the end. That means the examiner takes the responsibility of passing the student. Is that right? In a medical, a lot of this setting is going on. I know this consultant in Jaslok Hospital, he's going to be the examiner, so I'll speak to him, put a word to him, and I will describe how you look and everything. You have a mole here, I'll tell him that student in the mole from JJ Hospital will come, and he's my brother, so you ask him simple questions and you see that he gets gold medal. All this is happening and used to also happen when I was a student. So when an examiner takes responsibility to give you gold medal, then what worry you have? You have to study still, but you have to appear as if you are a little bit prepared. But if he decides to give you that, then who can stop him? The very person who is supposed to give result, he has decided to give you gold medal. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you simply do these two things. That means you wear apron, shave nicely, and wear your spectacles and come as if you are well prepared. I will ask you a few questions and you answer it very confidently. Even if they are wrong, answer confidently. So the co-examiner should not feel that you are, you know, not even confident or you have studied well. And I will give you marks. Like that, he says, you do Vaishnava Seva and you chant the holy name sincerely every single day in spite of all changing conditions of your life, in spite of all difficulties in your life. Just do this regularly, religiously, without fail, come what may. Andhi, Tufan, rains, whatever happens, you chant the holy name. And whenever you get chance, serve the devotees and please them. I will see that you come back to me again. And never rot again in the material world of birth and death. That is the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I can go on and on describing. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biggest contribution is, in the previous incarnations, he has killed all the demons. But in this incarnations, he has not killed any person. He has only killed the papa and a papa pravritti, the sin and the sinful tendency of performing sinful activities, that he has destroyed. Jagai Madai were Ravan Kumbhakarna. He killed them as Ravan Kumbhakarna in the incarnation of Lord Ram. But in the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself came and dealt with the same personalities, but he didn't kill them. He accepted their sinful activities, he purified up sinful activities, and he gave them love. And this is not one example. There are so many other people came down in Kali Yuga to participate. Kamsa came as Chand Kazi. Jarasandha came as Nawab Hussain Shah. And they did atrocities in Kali Yuga when Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was there. But he didn't kill them. He purified them and they all became pure devotees. Chand Kazi declared that here onwards all the Muslims will never stop in this area the Harinam Sankirtan and they will support them and they will never oppose. Chand Kazi himself became pure devotee. The Samadhi of Chand Kazi has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he together. You know, it's a beautiful place in Simanta Dvipa. So point I'm trying to consider is, discuss over here is, that so many facilities are given to us in Kali Yuga. So many concessions and discounts and easy way outs are given to us. We have to simply accept and understand the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what gift he has got for us. How easy he has made for all of us. We don't have to become pandits of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and other scriptures and Upanishads. You simply chant the holy name. You may be from any age, any caste, any educational background. You may be sick, you may be young, you may be old, you may be beautiful, not beautiful. It may be any situation of life. One can chant the holy name and achieve the highest perfection which even Brahma cannot achieve in his life of Brahma. When Brahma came as Haridas Thakur, he achieved that. In life of Brahma, he couldn't achieve that. That is the understanding that you don't have to be anything. You can be the most fallen personality also, from age and money and education and birth and everything. But still one accepts the holy name, he becomes most glorious. Lord Brahma himself, when you start chanting the holy name of the Lord, Lord Brahma starts collecting the paraphernalia of worship. Knowing well that this person has begun chanting the holy name, one day he will go back to Godhead, Golok Vrindavan, and the way to Golok Vrindavan from earth goes from my abode of Brahmaloka, and while he is passing by, I will worship him. With that mood, he starts collecting paraphernalia of worship, to worship that devotee who is passing by his abode to Golok Vrindavan. And that is our fortune of Kali Yuga. So whether you are middle-aged, whether you are young, whether you are already old, whether you are about to die, whether you are about to take birth, in all phases of life, if one simply chants Hare Krishna, his life is successful. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there are any questions, if there are any comments, anybody has any doubt, I can discuss that. Anybody has any doubts? Yes, sir. Because there was no association of devotees. He was alone, his mind was free to entangle himself into sense gratification. When you say no, no to everything and you go away and you are away from the object of sense gratification, you appear to be a very sadhu, detached personality. But your real test comes when the object of your enjoyment comes in front of you. You can desist the object of your enjoyment only by the strength of the company of devotees. Even in the middle of attack, all the objects of sense gratification, aapke vishay jo hain, wo aapke saamne khade hain, they are tempting all of you. You can desist all that with the strength of devotees' company. That was one thing lacking in Vishwamitra's tapasya, that he was doing everything alone in the forest and his senses were free, they were not engaged. By saying no to water, no to juice, no to fruit salad, no to this thing, nothing happens. No great achievement happens. You have to engage your senses in doing something. Similarly, Thakur Haridas was chanting the holy names, fully engaged in chanting the holy names. And Mahamaya, Parvati Devi herself came in the form of prostitute to tempt him. Prostitute couldn't tempt him. Prostitute became a devotee. Because he was associating with the holy name, the Lord himself. While Vishwamitra Muni was simply meditating on saying no to variety of objects of sense gratification when they were not in front of him. And the first object came in front of him in the form of sound of the ankle bell of Menaka. He fell down. So what we require is engagement. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Ruttama. When your senses are positively engaged in serving the devotee of the Lord or the Lord himself, that means tongue in chanting, ear in hearing about the Lord, eyes in seeing the Lord, hands in folding the hands in front of the Lord, tongue in tasting prasadam, tongue in speaking about the Lord, then nothing can attack you. How are we attacked actually? Through these five gates. Through eyes, through nose, through tongue, through ears, and through skin. These five senses are the gates of entry in your mind. And all the objects of enjoyment enter through these five things and tempt you or whatever happens to you. When these five gates are completely purified and busy and engaged in serving the Lord, then nothing can enter which disturbs you. Even if they enter, they don't disturb you because they are fully occupied. If this glass is full with water, you cannot put anything in that. It will all overflow. It is already filled. So if your senses are filled with service and engagement for the Lord, then the object of senses will not disturb you. And that was the problem with Vishwamitra Muni. Any other question is there? Anybody has any other question? Yes. One more question we'll take.
In the age of Vishwamitra, that was the only Buddha, like meditation and all. And then,
Narad Muni existed in which yuga? Same yuga. But he was chanting the holy names. That is another great thing I want to explain to you. Even the yuga dharma on Satya Yuga is dhyan. Yuga dharma of Treta is yajna. Yuga dharma is Treta is mandir puja, archavigraha puja. And specifically it is for Kali Yuga, Naam Sankirtan. Still Naam Sankirtan is prominent in all the other yugas. Otherwise Narad Muni wouldn't have been found chanting the holy name of Narayan in all the yugas. And you can go back and study Vasishtha's life and Bharadwaja's life and other Saptarishi's life. They were chanting the holy names. And plus they were doing dhyana and plus they were doing yajna also. So Vishwamitra sorted only out that the whole story tells us that our senses need to be engaged in positive activity, in service to the Lord. Then one can be saved. Although he was performing alone. The principle of satsanga, companionship of devotees, similar minded people who have same goal in life, holds true in Treta, Satya, Dwapara and Kali, all the yugas, even beyond the four yugas. You cannot perform any yuga dharma without the company of devotees successfully. That is the message from the story. He was performing yuga dharma of Satya Yuga by doing meditation, but without the company of devotees. So in Rupa Goswami's 64 principles of devotional service that he explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says six are the most important. In those six, the holy name is on topmost number and satsang of devotees in second number. But even the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can be best performed when you are in company of devotees. Do you agree with that? That was the problem with Vishwamitra Muni. So thank you very much for assembling for the Sanjeevani program. And please keep coming every fourth Sunday with larger numbers with your friends to listen to the message of Bhagavad Gita from Kamal Lochan Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.